Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Dr. Jette Christensen, the manager of the Canada West Swine Health Intelligence Network. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Christensen.
Thank you very much for having me.
The Canada West Swine Health Intelligence Network has released its third quarter report for 2019. What did we see during that period of time?
Well, the third quarter that covers July through to September is usually our quiet quarter. So it was the case in 2019 again. So there was really very few swine health issues raised as a major concern in that quarter. So we did discuss a little bit about diarrhea that was a little bit more frequent than expected, but there wasn't really any big issues to talk about. However, part of the question the Canada West Swine Health Intelligence Network, part of our objectives are also to monitor if there's any new diseases coming up, and that could be brand new diseases, or it could just be known diseases that suddenly show up with unusual clinical signs. And if you remember, we had three of those mentioned in our second quarter report. So we did a little follow-up on that. And two of those diseases that we had as a follow-up from the second quarter, Clostridium septicum and Seneca valley virus, didn't raise any issues in the third quarter. So that's good news. And we didn't go into detail with any discussion of that. They sort of just stayed calm, which is a very good news story on those two diseases. The third disease we had mentioned as a potential new issue was the Streptococcus suo epidemicus, or strep suo, and it was still lingering in the third quarter. We still had a few cases at assembly yards in Manitoba, at slaughter plants in the U.S. Midwest, but the few cases we had on farm in Manitoba were actually quiet, and it didn't seem to have spread much, from those first few farms that we saw in the earlier quarters of the year. So again, a relatively good news story. We also discussed PED. As you might remember, we had four cases very early on in 2019 in Alberta. Those cases were way down the road to clean up. Three of the four cases were already presumptive negative, and the fourth they were still working on. So again, that was a pretty good news story, since it didn't seem to have spread from those four cases. In Manitoba, we had a bigger outbreak of PED in 2019 than in Alberta. And here we had good news again, in the sense that we had fewer new cases in the third quarter than in the previous quarter. But also the first premises had started to clean up. So we started to see more and more farms reaching transitional status, and even presumptive negative status. So we were hoping that Manitoba was at the tail end of the 2019 epidemic, but there is still a reason to be cautious and make sure that we apply good biosecurity. And remember that the high-risk areas connected to transport is still a risk for PED and strep suo, so be careful with your transports. And we still have the specific issue with PED that you need to take extra precautions when spreading possibly infected manure in the fields, because we think that could spread disease. So that's really the overall good news from the third quarter.
What is the status of the surveillance at this point?
Well, the cleanup of PED in Manitoba has progressed since October, and there's quite a substantial number of farms now that have reached presumptive negative status. And there's only been 4 new cases confirmed in October and November in Manitoba. And the last one was seen and confirmed on the 21st of November in 2019. There's been no new cases in December. So that is a very positive development on PED in Manitoba as well.
What does that suggest for the probability or possibility of eradicating the infection in Manitoba?
Well, they're still working very hard at it, and we're still hoping. but it seems that they are on the way to controlling it very well, or even eradicating it.
What is next?
Well, for Quishan, the fourth quarter of 2019 has just been completed. So right now we are in the process of collecting data, and then we will analyze the data from our usual sources. So that would be the clinical impression survey from the veterinarians, the laboratory data from our regional laboratories. This will be combined, and we will discuss that early on in February. And then hopefully we'll get some new reports out towards the beginning of March.
And is there anything you would like to add?
I think we're still holding our breath and hoping everything is going well for the fourth quarter as well.
Our guest has been Dr. Jette Christensen, the manager of the Canada West Swine Health Intelligence Network. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.